So Pete Dye, legendary golf course architect and World Golf Hall of Famer, joining us today on Golf Exchange in just about an hour and 10 minutes, 9:20 a.m. this morning. Make sure you're tuned in for that. And we'll take a look at the leaderboard at the Players' Championship right now. It is the Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. It is the fifth major in the world of golf. Of course, we realize there's only four, so it's the unofficial fifth. The Players Championship, the 36th edition of the Players Championship, held since 1982 on the 7,200-yard par 72 Players Stadium course at TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, just south of Jacksonville. The diabolical Pete Dye design, and after three rounds of play, Alex Cheka is your leader. Unheralded player, has never won on the PGA Tour. He leads after 54 holes at 11 under par 205, a six-way tie for second. Some big names in this pack as well. Six players tied for second, five shots back at six under par, including Retief Goosen, Jonathan Bird, Ben Crane, Henrik Stenson, Ian Poulter, and Tiger Woods. All six of those men tied for second at six under par. Another three players, another shot back at five under par, six back of Cheka. Brian Davis, John Mallinger, and Kevin Na. And then there are a slew of players at four under par, minus four, 212, seven shots back, including Woody Austin, Kenny Perry, and Daniel Chopra. But Pat, after three rounds of play, Alex Cheka, he's leading the field in fairways, hit almost 80% of his fairways. He's playing fairways and greens and scoring pretty good, six under par, 66 on Thursday, 5 under par 67 on Friday, and then yesterday, only an even par round of 72, but that was almost two strokes better than the scoring average for the third round. Yesterday's scoring average 73.6, highest of the week. It was a little bit wet earlier in the week, but it's been dry the last couple of days, and the course has been drying out. Yesterday it played hard and fast. Those greens were baking out, and they were incredibly tough to even two putt.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff I'm reading today, Russ, the players are hoping that the tour will water those greens, water it a little bit to give them a chance to score, because if it keeps going the way it's going, it's going to be, you know, most of these guys are going to shoot over par today if they don't do any watering, because it didn't get any rain up there last night and they're not going to get any today. So I would suspect the PGA Tour will water it a little bit to give these guys a chance to shoot something under par. Now, I don't think you're going to see 64s or 65s today, but I think they want to see guys, you know, be able to shoot 68 or maybe even a 67.
When you take a look at the final pairing today, and it was amazing because Tiger Woods posted his third round of a 200 par 70, which ended up being a very good round when it was all said and done, as yesterday's scoring average was 73.6. Tiger posted at 6 under par 210 through 54 holes about 2 hours before the final groups came through 18. And once he was in the clubhouse, and at the time he posted, I think he was tied for 8th or something like that, and there were some players at 7 under, there were a couple of players at 8 under, there was one player at 9 under, and then Cheka at that point was at 11 under, and Cheka ended up getting to the clubhouse at 11 under because he shot even par round to 72. But my point was, Tiger posted, he was tied for 8th or something, and then when it was all said and done, once all the final groups came in, all of a sudden Tiger tied for 2nd, and he's in today's final pairing with Alex Cheka. And you take a look at Tiger at TPC Sawgrass, and recent history has not been good for him. No top tens for Tiger at the Players since his win there 8 years ago in 2001. But then you consider who he's playing with today, and Cheka, the only guy ahead of him, never won on the PGA Tour in 195 career events. He's got two career second place finishes and one third, and his best finish this year on the PGA Tour, a 13th place finish at the Honda Classic.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting day today, Russ. I know you're going to take Tiger, so I'm going to end the suspense right now.
But how the heck did you figure that out?
I know you. I know you now after doing this for five. How long have we been doing
5 years, fifth season now on Golf Exchange.
But anyway, I have a weird feeling that Cheka ain't going to win it either. I don't like what I'm seeing out of Tiger in terms of consistency, a play out of him. He is starting to putt a little bit better. He made like a 45-foot bomb yesterday on 6. And he had two nice birdies on 17. 16 and 17 yesterday, and a good par on 18. But he had to hit one shot left-handed yesterday on 11, a par 5. He ends up bogeying. I still think there's too much erratic, especially from the driver out of him on this course. So I'm actually thinking, and it's going to be very tough to go against a guy with a five-shot lead, but I actually think somebody else from that 6-under, maybe even a 5 or a 4-under, is going to post a really good score. And then I think the pressure you're going to see on Cech as it gets closer to the end, and the fact that he hasn't had a win on the PGA Tour, I think that might get to him. But
right.
It's going to be tough to, you know, even though I went with Sean O'Hare, you know, Bay Hill, and he collapsed, I can't believe guys are going to blow 5-shot leads, you know, on the PGA Tour.
Well, it's
and lose.
The same scenario, Pat.
It is.
It's the same exact scenario that we saw about 6 weeks ago down in Orlando at Bay Hill. And the stakes are raised even higher today in Ponte Vedra. And we were talking about a guy in Sean O'Hare 6 weeks ago at Bay Hill, a guy who's won a couple of times on the PGA Tour. He had that 5-shot lead over Tiger. O'Hare and Woods were in the final pairing, and Tiger put the pressure on him and ended up grinding on O'Hare, and O'Hare did not have a good day, and Tiger wins. Fast forward 6 weeks. We have the same situation today in Ponte Vedra, and there's a couple of differences that I think even more so favor Tiger. A, the stakes are even higher. We're talking about Bay Hill versus the fifth major, the Players' Championship. So, you know, the stakes are raised about 3 or 4 rungs today. And B, Sean O'Hare had a couple of PGA Tour wins under his belt. Alex Cech is a guy who's never won on the PGA Tour, so I think he is definitely ripe today for a 75 or a 76, which means all the guys at 6-under have to do is shoot 70 or 69 to win this thing. And you say Tiger's not playing well. I don't think he was playing perfectly tee to green at Bay Hill either, and he ends up winning the thing. It just the sad thing is Tiger, with his B-minus game, can win out here with these guys. He's the only guy that can hit it where he hits it and still manage to shoot under par. You know, through 2 rounds at the Players, 108 players under par through the first 2 days combined. Yesterday, only 18 guys, only 18 after 108 were under par the first 2 days, and Tiger was one of those guys. And if you give any of the other guys in the field, besides perhaps maybe Phil Mickelson, Tiger's tee shots, they're shooting 76, 77, no doubt.
I everything you just said, Russ, is completely valid. I do think Tiger was putting a little bit better at Bay Hill than he is now. But even with that said, I agree with you on Cech and not winning. That's a big factor. The fact that this tournament is bigger than Bay Hill, that's a big factor. The other factor is the guys with Tiger at 6-under or even 5-under, there aren't a ton of super huge names there. I mean, Retief's
there are
in there,
some good ones, yeah.
But there's a couple. But I think there were even more at Bay Hill, if I'm not mistaken, and all those guys collapsed. So you're right. A lot of this is pointing towards, you know, Tiger potentially making a run here, but you know, I keep falling back on it. I'm watching the Golf Channel last night, and Brandel Chamblee and Frank Nabilo, they seem very confident in Cech, mainly on his age, which is weird. They said because Sean O'Hara is 26 and maybe too young
Cech
to be able to.
Cech is 38.
And he's 38, and they're like, he's a veteran. He knows how to manufacture pars and, you know, play with sort of his B
game. But he's never won.
But that's the negating factor.
How do you say he's 38, he knows how to manage pars, he knows how to handle himself, but the guy's never won? So where's the proof in the pudding?
I think it's going to be a really interesting day. Here's my prediction real quick, and we'll get to it later. If one of those guys, because Tiger and Cech are going off last, if any of those guys in the 4, 5, or 6-under, you know, they'll get 4 or 5 holes in front of them maybe, and somebody's like 8-under by the time Tiger and Cech, whoever that person is, I'm saying is going to win.
Some of the guys at 6-under, along with Tiger Woods, a lot of big names, Retief Goosen, multiple-time major champion, Henrik Stenson has won a bunch in the European Tour, has won a couple of times on the PGA Tour, including a WGC, the match play, Ian Poulter, yet to win on the PGA Tour, but he's won a bunch of times in Europe. Some of the guys at 5-under par, Kevin Na, bunch of talent from him. When is he finally going to win on the PGA Tour? Kenny Perry, Woody Austin, Ben Curtis, a former major champion, some of the guys at 4-under par. And, of course, Alex Cech leads this thing by 5 strokes at 11-under after 3 rounds of play. And that is your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Mother's Day Sunday in South Florida. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms listening in all across the region of South Florida, from Key West all the way north to Vero Beach. And we're going to take a quick